Okay, I have a moral dilemma to ask you about. Someone I know, let's call him quote-unquote Henry, who is also a Buddhist, recently went to the pet store and saw this bearded dragon lizard, which he felt sorry for, so he bought and brought home. Normally this would be a good thing, since it was Henry's intention to simply take care of the lizard and give it a good home, since the lizard looked sad and miserable at the pet store. I think there's some projection happening here. Unfortunately, the lizard's diet requires that he be fed live baby crickets for his protein needs. Apparently, lizards can't eat dead things and need some protein for their normal growth. I told Henry that this is really bad, especially for Henry's karma and the poor crickets. So I told Henry to set the lizard into the wild and let it survive on its own. Henry says that according to his research, 90% of lizards bred in captivity die in the wild, so Henry cannot in good conscience set the lizard into the wild, basically giving him a death sentence, which Henry does not want since he cares for the lizard. I then told Henry to give the lizard away to another family, and Henry says, well, that this will also cause someone else to have bad karma, since the lizard's dietary needs will be the same. So what to do in this case? There seems to be no good solution. Would you please comment? And if possible, I would like to have feedback from the other bhikkhus as well. I'd like their perspective, karma, intention, whose well-being does one pick when there is a conflict? It seems, and it, I mean, it is an important question. It seems an important, that's why Abhayagiri has a very strict policy, no pets. It's really, people sort of, they want to, you have these answers, yeah, because it does. It gets complicated, and you end up. There are these dilemmas that are kind of are real, but that's in terms of say like karma, the Buddha makes a very important distinction in the sense of karma being grounded in volition, in intention, so the repercussions come from the volition behind it, and of course that doesn't sometimes doesn't make that less complicating, but it is important to recognize that there are distinctions. And it's nuanced, so that oftentimes feeling sorry for something is a that one acts on a intention of compassion, and all of a sudden it gets it ends up running your whole life, there is and we have to make. I think one of the things that's really important is that we're paying attention to how to take responsibility for our actions, because oftentimes we just act on an intention. It seems like a good, it seemed like a good idea at the time. can get really messy, and to be able to reckon, yeah, there are repercussions to our actions, and there are results that inevitably arise. So it's just being able to reckon, because that's what the word karma, and in the Pali kamma, both of them, all that is it's simply the verb to do. That's all it is. So that we do something, then there is a result. So that, and that's a kamma and kamma vipaka. Vipaka is the is the result of kamma. So that there's an action, and there's a result, and it ends up being very complicated sometimes, and that's why application of discernment and understanding our volition and recognizing, there are results. So paying attention.